Blog Talk Radio.
Be not in velvet, be not in velvet, be not in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday night. Happy Memorial Day night. And welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Toray, and I'd like to just say to everyone out there who's listening, please understand, it's still a spiritual, psychic kind of show, but I am truly, truly patriotic, as much as the rest of my family is, and you know, very, very much a happy American woman. And I just wanted to make that very clear, because there's been all these wonderful scare tactics out there because of this political race that's occurring for our next president. And it is an unfortunate thing that people like to use the scare tactic on us to take back America. And America's right here. You know, how we're going to take it back, I'm just going to be straight up with you. Can we buy back everything we sold to other countries and sold out on? That's how we take it back. It's not about taking away our rights. It's not about bringing us back to the 50s where women have no rights and they're very little or considered very low on the totem pole and have no choices in their life matters. I don't know what that exactly means, to take back America. The way I see this is, and we stand in the now, we stand in the future, we create America every day. Every day that we get up and that we make a choice to do our best and to do what makes us proud to be American, that is our choice. How do we treat others? We treat them with kindness. There's a New Age hymnal. It's the New Age hymn, and it's a spiritualist hymn, and it's all about the vision that they had about one day man will stand side by side with man, no matter whatever race, creed, you know, color, and that women were equals and all. This was the vision, and I can't even begin to tell you how long ago that song was written. But someone saw this as the new America, the new America, the America that was meant to be. I always feel like sacred geometry, the very geometrical energy with our country, and because I do feel it's on a power grid. It's on a special grid. People came here from all over the world to live in what they call the greatest country. So, you know, as we thank our service people for their bravery, and for their service today, we're reminded of it. Some people gave up a lot just to be here, and some people gave up so much more, and they're not here anymore with us, so that we could be here. So, just let's keep that in mind. That, you know, there was a lot of sacrifice, so people could still come to the greatest country in the world, and I do feel that it is. So, how can we keep it great? By moving forward, by creating and building, you know, harmony within all people who live here. We can also create a wonderful America by saying something. We see something wrong and someone doing something wrong. If you know people, if you know drugs are being sold on your street corner in your neighborhood, or if they're being sold at a particular place you always see, say something. Don't look the other way. You know, I'm sorry. It's like they're illegal for a reason, and a lot of people are trying to make a dollar. I get it. But, you know, it's still your country. It's still your right to do the right thing, to say the right thing. This past week, I had an unbelievable experience near where I live. There's this park. It's called Big Tree Park. It's very sad. There was another fire at Big Tree Park. Now, Big Tree Park, for some of you who don't know, is the home of the senator. which was one of the oldest trees in all of our country. And there is another tree that's connected to it. It's, I feel it's like the female version. And I was saying Big Tree Park's on fire, and I was telling my mother this, and she said, maybe it's the other tree dying. Well, you know, the sad thing about why the senator died was because there was a girl in the park, in Big Tree Park, and she was hanging out, and she was selling drugs, and she was doing drugs, and she lit something, and it caught on fire to fire, and she was so whacked out, she didn't even know what was happening, and she couldn't put out the fire, and she destroyed lifetimes of growth within that forest, within that park, and the journey and the pleasure others have, it's gone. We can't rebuild that. All we can do is plant new trees and hope for the best. We can say something. If we know someone's in a park and they are looking suspicious and acting suspicious, and you know they're not really there to enjoy the park, do something about it. It's still your America. Don't be afraid to turn out crime. Stop all this insanity. If you think we're going to take back America by getting our jobs back, guess who sold them out? You know, and I don't mean to be on a rant here, but really, you know, it kind of chaps me, and I'm going to bless that energy and just say, one day your eyes will be open, one day you'll see, for anyone who doesn't believe it, that this country got sold out a long time ago by all big business. There's one guy running for president who's Mr. Big Business. Don't think he hasn't sold out our country and made enterprise in other countries, and it's all for the mighty dollar. I want you to really think about that. Was America built on the mighty dollar? America was built on freedom, the right to defend ourselves, yes, but not to be maniacal with guns. If you have mental health issues, you have no business holding a gun, keeping a gun, or trying to get a gun. You know, be honest with yourself. It's not a good thing. If you're a family member who's somebody in the house with mental health issues, don't bring a gun in the house. It's that simple. You know, there's so many things about what our future holds. I want you tonight just to take a moment to envision what changes you'd like to see in this country occur. If you take time in your next meditation and visualize what you would like to change, we can't erase the past, but we can let go of it, and we can make changes happen. Sipping on my tea. Sorry, it's a thunderstorm outside. And, you know, celebrating with others and remembering how much it meant for someone to defend our honor, to defend our freedom. You know, it's also the right to choose our own religious beliefs. Whether you're a Catholic, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or you're pagan or Wiccan, it doesn't matter. Sikh, Hindi, you know, this is your country. You have the right to choose and to celebrate your religion. And there are a lot of soldiers out there, male and female, who are not all of the same religious belief. And I think it's a great honor that when someone who takes that step in life seriously enough to serve and protect our country, I think it is a great dishonor to just abandon their belief system and not understand it. If they pass the test and cut the mustard enough to get into the military to protect us, then we ought to be able to honor what they believe spiritually. I see a lot of that, and some of that was on Facebook today and other social media. And, you know, I have to say I agree. We do a terrible dishonor to our veterans who come back from action or even time served and not giving them the care that they need or giving them a validation and appreciation that, yes, they should be able to worship in their own way. They should be able to live in an environment that is safe and is free from obstructions when it comes to health care. So I want you all to put that, if you could, into your next meditation. And I'm going to do a prayer for spiritual healing tonight. because I offered a little bonus today, the mini reading for any veteran or family of veterans, to do mini readings, and I have the spiritual prayer for healing. And it's really goes out to everyone, but it was, I kept in mind all the veterans today. My dad, he served in the Korean conflict, and my uncle served in Vietnam. My grandfather served in World War II. I have a lot of family members that served all through different periods, and whether they saw action or not, it's okay. I approve of the fact that, you know, they still celebrate who they are and what they were for our country. So we're going to take a quick break, and it doesn't mean to sound all heavy, but it's your America, people. And don't let politics and the political race run us down and what we've become. Maybe we've allowed ourselves to become this because we've closed our eyes. And we think some messiah who's going to be the president is going to fix it all. No, no, no. Every day we have the responsibility to take action and fix it ourselves. So it's 11:11. Put out a good thought right now. Just om, three times, om, once more, om. My seed thought was to put out peace, world peace, protection for those who are in need, and love and equality for all. We're going to come back in just a minute or two, so stick around. Call into the show if you'd like, 646-727-2585. I'll be right back. Shimmy. A lot of shimmying has been happening with some of my belly dancer friends, the big shimmy mobs. It's kind of like the flash mob, but it's the shimmy mob. So we're back, and we're talking about America, and we're not pulling any punches. Remembering our veterans on this day and all that served our country, and I want to make that very clear. We don't need to sell out. We don't need to buy into false scare tactics. All these scare tactics trying to tell us that we've, you know, other, this is not even America anymore. Well, whose fault is that? Is it an American business person? You know, when you go to other countries and you want to set up a business, they have a lot of rules. You have to employ a lot of people in their country and so on. So what about the United States? When people come here and set up camp and they want to set up a business and such, you know, I hope that we have these same laws for them and that we should remind ourselves in order to not escape from big money taxes to, you know, have our home base in another country all of a sudden. I'm sorry, but that's shameful. You know, this is a great country we built on, you know, everybody rising from nothing, coming from nothing and leaving everything behind in their lands and to start anew and to build up from there. So I find it shameful, and I think as Americans, you need to do your homework and find out who does this, who sells out and puts quarters in other countries so they don't have to pay taxes in this country. You know, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan about paying a bunch of taxes, and you have to pay and you have to file. I get that. But I don't think it's – I'm not a fan of people and companies who make tons of money and then run and hide their money, you know. I think the government pretty much knows how much money I make and how much I have at all times. So anyway, just saying, you know, be responsible and take action. When you know that something isn't right and you people are just blindly following in the masses, say something. You know, it's your right as an American citizen. If you don't vote, whose fault is that? Vote. You want to complain about things? You better vote. You better make an attempt to change things. So that's my topic tonight. Don't sell out and don't compromise. This is a great country we build on dreams. You have no idea. I live in Florida. I have met so many people from other countries that live in Florida. And why do they come here? And I ask them every time. They say the same thing, because this is the American dream. I can live in my own apartment. I only need one job here. Sometimes they'll say it doesn't matter. I can have a job or two jobs, but I can take care of myself. I can feed myself. I can, you know, be free to go out and to shop here and not wait in the line. We take a lot of these freedoms for granted. You go try living in another country where these freedoms don't exist, and stop moaning and groaning about what we don't have and how it used to be. I always say that's no one's fault but our own. So, as I said, there is no political superman or superwoman going to make everything go back to the way it was, to the good old days. The good old days are gone. The good new days are coming. Remember that. And put that in your manifest, that, and put that in your next meditation. And be inspired by something. It's, you know, people who come from third world, and I don't mean to say it in a bad way, third world countries who have nothing, they come here and they go to school here and they become doctors and lawyers and you know, and so on. It just blows my mind. Why? Because they see all of the opportunity. And as Americans, maybe we've gotten a little lazy and closed our eyes and taken the back seat. And we don't have the drive we need to have. Today is your day. Make it matter. Don't sell out and let Papa Bear take care of it all, because that might not happen. Every day, if you don't hunt down for what you and kill what's yours to eat, you're not really doing it. You're riding on autopilot. So don't be afraid to get out there and do some things on your own accord and make things really happen. And then don't point the fingers when it all goes running away if you let somebody else make all of your decisions, because then that's just you on autopilot. So if you want to call into the show, 646-727-2585 is the number. Speaking of things that are coming, I'm going to talk about our calendar real quick. Okay, so tomorrow I am actually going to be at one of my old haunts at Universal Studios, yes, and it's almost the end of May. Tomorrow will be the last day. Big Gemini for all of you who are Geminis. And then we're going to be into the month of June, which is Gemini and Cancer. I hope you all got through Mercury retrograde. I barely did it. I escaped all the, knock on wood, all the weirdness of it all. It was still Mercury retrograde hangover, some of my friends were saying. We build up on our strengths and we play down on our weaknesses. And remember that no matter what astrological time we're in. This Friday, the first Friday of the month, has nothing to do with psychic work. But if you're in the area, I'm going to be playing at a place called Salamanders in Winter Springs. That's right, playing music, yours truly, because that's what I like to do. I had a great time in Geneva Saturday night, I played out there and very well received on the 28th. They were beautiful people, and we'd love them to see them again soon. And you can always just check on venusandvelvet.com for all my updates on the calendar. You know, I'll be back at Luna Soul on Thursday in Sanford. Luna Soul Esoterica, home of the infamous Anne Mora, author of The Green Witchcraft. And then I'm going to be teaching palmistry the following Friday, the 13th. Is it? No, not Friday the 13th. That's it. That was in May. That won't be. It will be Friday the 10th. Hello. Is that right? Friday the... No, I'm sorry. Friday the 17th. Friday the 10th, I will be at Universal. Friday the 17th. So we've got a little ways to go, but if you want to get online, you'll see some things, and you can buy your tickets in advance to go to my cauldron and be a part of the palmistry class, which I so affectionately call, it's in the palm of your hand. That's like us in America. It's in the palm of our hand. Also, something else that's coming is the following day, on the 18th, I'll have be at the Litha Festival in the Soul in Sanford. That's on Saturday all day from like 11 to 6. But one of the really cool new classes that I'm happy to do is it's called Mudras, Mantras, and Mindful Meditation. So I was talking a little bit about mindful meditation tonight. You know, how important is it that we put something in our thoughts, our seed thoughts, then we go meditate with it, and we wait and receive imagery or visual things, stimuli, or even hear things, and we find the answers, the solution. Because it's up to us not to drag around our problems all the time without even looking for a solution or being open for one. We can't rely on other people to fix everything. But don't be afraid to ask for help when you need help. Okay, because that's what, you know, Brotherhood of Man is all about, man, woman, child, and so on. So I've got some interesting classes coming this month and a festival. I'll be out at Universal Studios as well. Next month, hopefully, I will be in Ohio. Yes, Ohio, my home state. Visiting people there and doing some spiritual events, hopefully, as well. So I'm going to take this time talking about spiritual. Since we haven't had any callers yet into the show, I am going to share with you the prayer that I used with my thoughts for Memorial Day people, you know, our weekend, and for people who are in need of healing. You know, a lot of people hurt mentally, emotionally, not just physically. The wounds of war are forever. Ask anybody who went and saw Saving Private Ryan when it came out. That was a veteran. I will never forget. My grandfather and my uncle went to see that movie together. It was almost like just too real for them, like being in the war all over. So, our wounded warriors emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You know, let's say a little something for them today. The prayer that I use is the Great Invocation it's actually not the Great Invocation, it's called the Prayer for Spiritual Healing. We use the Great Unseen Healing Force every day if we choose to draw it down in within us, ask for help. We receive it if we're willing to do the work as well. So this is how it goes. Put a little background music on. Hopefully it'll come on. It's called the Prayer for Spiritual Healing. I ask the Great Unseen Healing Force to remove all obstructions from my mind and body and to restore me to perfect health. And I will do my part. I ask this great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones who are in need of help and healing, and to restore them to perfect health. I put my love and trust in the power of God. Amen. Okay, that was the prayer for spiritual healing. On some level, every day we all need healing. Don't be afraid to ask for this healing and say that you will do your part, whether it's just getting up in the morning, opening your eyes, bringing in light to where you live, sending out thoughts of love and light to others, and getting excited about your day. Make your day matter, because when you are in the greatest country in the world, it matters that you have, in this lifetime, you have the ability to be in this country, a country of self-starters, a country of people who have no ceiling. They have unlimited potential here. Look at all those wonderful reality shows of, well, not really reality, but I want to call them competitive shows. The Voice and, you know, Idol and all these things, and America's Got Talent. The newest one, of course, Little Big Shots. We need to be really hopeful when we see talent like this, and encouraging those who have gifts, encouraging others, you know, who have this untapped potential. Graduation time is here, and if you want a session with me, now you can book it on VisiBook, VisiBook.com, Psychic Toure. That's my calendar. If you want to see what the future holds for you and take responsibility and action to be a part of that future, then book a session with me. You know, I am available through Skype or phone, email, and on location. I'm here, and I'm here to be of service for you. And I just want to say again to all those out there who are of service to us in our country, thank you. And remember, this is your country still. We can't go back and take back America to the old America. That old America is old. This is the new America. It can even be greater. Why? Because you're here, in you're living in it. You're being part of the now. And you are also part of the future. So let's let go of all this old stuff and look at what we have right now to be thankful that we have, and what we can overcome, and stop relying on, you know, did we get our bonus this year? Did we get this? Did we get that? What are you doing to make it different for you? You know, it's the country of self-starters, people. People who have dreams. Don't forget your dreams. And stop selling out and letting others just do it for you and being like part of the machine. You can still be working for someone else. You just don't have to limit your thoughts. You don't have to sell yourself short of all the greatness that you have inside of you. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in. Even though we didn't have callers, sometimes it's okay. Sometimes shows are meant to be that way, to get all the message out. I hope to hear from you soon. Message me on Facebook, social media, Psychic Toure. And I'll see you next week, Monday night at 11 p.m. Thank you so much again, and namaste.